Take hold. Engage. You are now entering the Cerebro Podcast. Thought of the day comes from swimmer Michael Phelps. Swimming is normal for me. I'm relaxed. I'm comfortable. And I know my surroundings. It's my home. Joke of the day. What happened to me before I learned how to swim? Answer. I flapped and I flopped in the water before I flipped my understanding of physics and ended up with a new pH balance. Hello, friends, and welcome to the 13th episode of the Cerebro Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. In the last episode, I talked about best-selling author and business leader Harvey McKay and about pushing the envelope. He also wrote a book about swimming with the sharks without being eaten alive. That was a metaphor that he used in business. I wanted to take the 13th episode and talk about one of my biggest fears as a kid and turning it into one of my biggest successes. It started with some fear and fighting floating frustration to an overwhelming water win. First, here is some background. In episode 2, I talked about Juanio. It is an affiliate of United Cerebral Palsy in New York City, about 30 miles north of New York City. I received occupational therapy there while I was in elementary school. I did a lot of work to develop and hone my hand coordination and fine motor skills. It included writing to handling other objects. One of my occupational therapists was named Phyllis, and she helped me to fill up and build up some occupational strength. I also received physical therapy at Juanio through elementary school and high school. In episode 2, I talked about physical therapy as personal training and exercise, and I mentioned the DRILLS acronym. For many years, I worked with a mentor and father figure, Jerry Stoller, who was my physical therapist. I wanted to give my friends and listeners some insight and information before diving into my camp experience with Camp Juanio. It's August, and thinking back to the 10 years I spent with the counselors and other friends on crutches and in wheelchairs, it was some of the hottest and coolest activities I ever got to experience. From music to arts and crafts and putting on plays, it was the best form of cabin fever. We walked, rolled, and strolled and just plain played around having fun. The most transformative experience, though, was learning to swim. For the first few years at camp, I was afraid of the water and stayed in the shallow end. I often crawled around in a foot of water where it was safe to be. If I wanted to go deeper, I would walk with my crutches in the water. I later used tubes and other flotation devices when I wanted to go into deeper water. It took me a summer or two to understand the physics of water and that it would help me to walk without crutches. The density of the water helped me to cushion falls and mistakes. Countless counselors helped me to learn strokes and do therapy in the water. They also helped me to learn breathing and calming exercises. As I gained more confidence, I also gained more freedom and independence. I was approximately 11 years old before I could swim independently. Dean Goldman and a recreation director named Pam were instrumental in helping me learning to how to push myself through the water. In fact, Dean taught me to push the water by clasping my hands together and hooking with my thumbs. Dean could push the water from one side to another around the pool. He often created a wave just by pushing down and through the water. During the next summer, Pam noticed that I only went into the water up to my chest. I explained to her that I was afraid to go beyond where I could stand. She pointed out to me that one of my friends, Jesse Lockwood, had spina bifida and used a wheelchair. She swam to the deepest part of the pool. I realized it wasn't about height or size, but it was about how to push and float through deeper waters. Over that summer in the mid-1980s, I learned how to tread water and use the breaststroke to push myself through the water and also go up and down. I'd often push the water out of my way. That was one of the reasons why the breaststroke was my favorite stroke, is I could push the water out of my way. I cried happily and safely many times in the pool over the years at Juwanio because my face was already wet. I broke through the barriers slowly and fluidly. Swimming became a physical and emotional respite for me. Since then, I've used many pools to break many literal and figurative loops by turning them around. Many of my lapses have been helped by the repetition of practice of back and forth laps. I haven't been swimming regularly for about 3 years, but it remains a physical and metaphorical happy place. It took a lot of effort, time, and work, but it also was a worthwhile win. Like the lottery, you have to be in it to swim it. What barriers can you push out of the way? What progressive places or happy places can you use in your life? What ideas or actions can you float? I hope you enjoyed the 13th episode. Thank you for allowing me to be a voice inside your head. I would love to hear your thoughts. Please share the podcast with someone you know. Also, please rate and review the show. You can listen to the show on Podbean, iTunes, and Google Play. The Surreal Podcast is also now on Spotify. Thank you to all the listeners who support the show Facebook group. You can also email the show at thesurrealpodcast@gmail.com to send questions, comments, and ideas for the show. You can also follow the show's Twitter at the hashtag #TheCerebralPodcast. And remember, it takes effort to be vulnerable, be accountable, and be respectful in the way you treat others and yourself. You can be the biggest variable in your life when you take ownership. Now, take hold, engage in your world. You are now leaving the Cerebral Podcast.